بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسل الذي أقمي. أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقمي. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and friends, Alhamdulillah wa ta'ala ta'ala's fazal karam and the tawajjuh of our honorable illustrious Sheikh and our mashayikh. What has been explained already has been said so beautifully and explained also. This useless servant, what am I going to say? All we can say, al-amru fawq al-adab, the command of the elders is above respect. That out of respect, I'm not supposed to be sitting here. But our honorable illustrious Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, out of extreme kindness and love, he just says, put this one's name, put that one's name. And like Mashaykh explained, that many times, certain person, his Islah doesn't get made, or he's not making Islah, then you find the Sheikh gives him Khilafat. And what is the object of that Khilafat? So that this person realizes, and now they're calling me Khalifa and I'm still not correcting my life, then what am I? And so beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayh, his son-in-law, used to say so beautiful that Hazrat used to say, if any person is a Khalifa and has got Khilafat, but is not following in the tracks of his Shaykh and the Mashayikh, then he doesn't have Khilafat, he's got Khali Afat. Instead of bringing goodness into his own life, into the world, he's just causing Afat. And Allah Ta'ala save us, Shaitan puts a parda over a person and that person still thinks that no, I'm doing a lot. Whereas if it is not accepted in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this is taught by our elders in the spot is very, very enjoyable, a very, very great part. And this is the only part we have got. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here for a purpose, to find Allah. Allah didn't send us here, فَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَوْنَ. Allah Ta'ala says, do you think, Aliyazu Billah, so beautifully our Shaykh puts it, Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzazil Ali, that Allah Ta'ala says that, do you think I have just created you in vain for tomfoolery, just to come pass your time, just to earn a living? Or today, Allahu Akbar, sadly, today career causes and choices has become, either you become a comedian or either you become a sportsman. That's one of the biggest careers in schools, in universities. And what is this? Allah Ta'ala said very clearly, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحُوَ وَلَعِبٌ. This world is either tomfoolery, you become a comedian, you make yourself a fool and you don't realize you are a fool. And you're passing yourself in sports, wasting time. الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَةً. Those people who are deviated in their ways in dunya, and shaitan glorifies it and puts such a glitter and glamour on top of it that he makes you get a trophy, he makes you get a gold medal. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَةً. They think we did a great achievement. And today said, you'll go into even ulama's homes, good people's homes, people involved in deen, in the efforts of deen. But you see in the houses, in the children's room, all trophies, all those medals are hanging. And what? They feel happy. Maulana, my son won this trophy in this match. He won this medal in this match. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَةً. You think that is something good? That, is that why I created you? No, Allah Ta'ala did not create us for tomfoolery. Allah did not create us in vain. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا فَصِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَوَسًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You're not going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to return to Allah. This life is not our life. This is an amanat. It's a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a great trust. You only give a trust to a person who you trust. You got itimad. And this is one of the main important objects of this path, to have itimad, to have trust, to have inqiyad, to have firm conviction that this is the man that will guide me to where I have to reach. Where we have to reach, the most important aspect of our life, the most important need, who can know it better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us that we won't know, as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully today, we don't even know how to make dua. Our duas are so limited according to my limited mind. My dua is what I like to eat. As Hazrat says so beautifully, one couple, they were given the opportunity that, so to say, a voice came. Farishta said, Allah Ta'ala gave you all three duas, special. Whatever dua you make, accepted immediately. So, the wife in haste, they don't think. Woman folk are just, وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. Man is very hasty, just spurts out and blurts out. So she thought, here's a great opportunity. And we think they just say things, but actually they got feeling for us. Many of, generally, the woman folk, they have got feeling for us. But they say it and they do it in their weak way. So the wife said, thought, my husband likes a lot of polony, and for breakfast there's no polony, then there's problem. So immediately she made dua, Allah, give us polony. So polony came in the plate. So husband got angry. He also doesn't think that according to the situation, according to the weak-mindedness of the person, handle the situation accordingly. According to a small child, treat him accordingly. Like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully in the month of Ramadan Sharif, he says many elders, they sit at the back Tarawih time, pass time, and when the Imam goes into ruku, then they want to make ruku and make like they're in Tarawih. And after namaz, then they're screaming at the children, what, you'll just come to make noise here. You'll just come in and cause a problem in a masjid. They forget when they are causing a problem now while they're old. Tum bachpan ho gaya abhi bachpana nahi gaya. Hazrat says you're already 55, 60. And you say the children are causing a problem and make, but you're not even performing your namaz. And you forget you are a child also. So accordingly, according to their child, treat him accordingly. So anyway, and this is the spot. To reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully, a pious person, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Ahmad Pratap Gari, rahmatullah alayhi, he says it on behalf of all the mashayikh, tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Tanha nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe hai, tum hamare saath chalo. That in the spark towards Allah Ta'ala, you won't able to tread it on your own. It's a very beautiful path. It's a very enjoyable path. But it's a very delicate path also. So you won't able to tread it on your own. So, Allah Akbar, Allah's kindness, Allah has made the system very easy. So He says that we are walking. So you just follow us. You walk in this path and you follow us. But in following also, there are certain usuls, there are certain principles. Anyway, let me just finish that dua and how weak are we that we don't even know how to make dua. And so this husband, he got angry. He says, what you made dua for Paloni? What are you going to do? Only Paloni. One dua you wasted. So he made the second dua out of anger also, as Maulana explained, Mufti Saab, and mashallah, all the beautiful advisors, Allah give me tawfiq to understand it properly, to make amal properly, and make it a means of our qurb, our najat, and the love of Allah Ta'ala. So out of anger he said, ya Allah, let this poloni get stuck on her nose. Now the poloni stuck on the wife's nose, now they can't even travel anyway. Now what dua is left? Then the poloni must fall back in the plate. And who's going to eat that? So we don't even know. We are too weak-minded. Allah Ta'ala gives us the opportunity to be at multism sometimes. Kaaba Sharif, at Rose-Eye Park, where duas are just accepted. We're making dua for a BMW. We're making dua for some building, some properties. Yes, a funny cheese. These are, you are dust yourself and you're making dua for dust. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully, that insan is not azali, that is, we're not existing from ever, but we become abadi. When Allah creates us, then we will remain forever. We will just be changing from one stage to another stage. That is why in Urdu, when a person passes away, they say intikal kar gaye. That he just passed to his real life. Now his first station of his real life. That is past. Now is once Allah created you, now you're going to live forever. Now make your life. That is why our mashayikh teach us that when Allah has created us, it's not our life. Allah has given us a trust. Allah has trusted us. Now zindagi banana hai, guzarna nahi. We don't have to pass our life. Life is passing in any case. Ho rahi hai umar misle baraf kam. Chupke chupke, rafta rafta, dum badam. Your life is going to pass away in any case. Whether you realize it, you don't realize it. Like a block of ice is just melting. Slowly, quietly, no noise and it's just melting. Intelligent is that person, especially in the hot countries, India, Pakistan, they sell those big, big blocks of ice. And if they go out early in the morning after Fajr, and they don't waste time, they say, oh, it's still enough time, the sun hasn't come out, let me rest under the tree. You rest and you fall off to sleep, you get up after Ishraq and half your eyes, all your profits are gone. So exactly the same as Hazrat gave the beautiful example of that orchard, that I'm still young, I'm still, never mind, I'll change slowly, slowly. There's slowly also, but not so slow that your life is gone and we still haven't woken up. So Allah Ta'ala has taught us the greatest need of every person, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Sirat-e-mustaqim. We have to be on the straight path. And we need hidayat. Hidayat is guidance. That is whatever we do, whether it's work of deen, whether it's work of dunya, any work, we have to do it in the right way. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, you can't do the wrong thing the right way. The wrong is wrong. You can't do the wrong thing the right way. But today, sadly, the wrong things we are doing, but we have to try and prove this is the right thing. People, for example, you want to cook your halal food in a pot where they cooked swine, and you're trying to prove, no, it's halal. So exactly the same, we want to present deen on TV, for example. It's like cooking your food in a pot that you cook swine, and you're trying to say, no, it's a right thing. It's a need of the time. It's not the need of the, that's not, you can't do the wrong thing the right way. It's wrong, it's wrong. All we have to do is accept it's wrong. But on the other hand, Allah has sent us here to do the right things. And many people, myself, this is for my own nasihat, what I'm revising, my own sabak, whoever takes a lesson, alhamdulillah, that many times we say at home also, I'm doing this only for Allah's pleasure. You want to do, your niyat is very good, very great, mashallah. Like one person, on the day of Eid, after Fajr namaz till Eid namaz, there's no nafal namaz also. That day no ishraq namaz in. Especially in the Eidgah. So the person started reading namaz in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So he stopped him. He says, namaz in such a great ibadat and you're stopping me? He says, yes, it's a great ibadat, but it's not the command of Allah. You're doing against the command of Allah. So you're trying, you think, your niyat is very good. But you're doing the right thing the wrong way. So don't do the right thing also the wrong way. And the only way we will learn to do the right things the right way, Allah Ta'ala says we all need hidayat. But hidayat you can't find in the kitabs. Hidayat you won't just find on the on the internet today, that everybody is overtaken with Mufti Google. Anything you just Google. You can't Google hidayat. You can't Google how to do the right thing the right way. And even from the kitabs you won't get it. Even from lectures you won't get it. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, Nazir was outwardly in dunya, he had a top post in the time of the British. He was a high court judge. But the only time he realized that who I am, when he came in the company of, he wanted hidayat. But till then he thought his hidayat that, no, I'm a judge. And I'm guiding everybody. I'm giving decisions. But when he came into the company which Allah Ta'ala teaches us, yes, you want hidayat, make dua first of all for hidayat. Today we don't make dua. We don't have time for dua also, as Allah teaches us. And today we are so busy. Imam just makes salam. People are dashing out. No time even to make our tasbihat. No time to make one manat dua also. And we are just too busy. Hazrat Mawlana Mazhar Sahib, Madrasil Ali, our Honorable Justice Dada Sheikh's Honorable Son, also a great Wali of Allah, so beautifully he says that today people are so busy as if we think that when Malakul Maut is going to come, then he's going to knock at my office door and ask, can I get some time to come in? And you'll say, no, I'm too busy. Malakul Maut is not going to tell you, or ask you for permission. He is going to say, it's your time up. Now you'll realize, oh, I was too busy doing what? Doing the wrong things. So we need this hidayat. Allah Ta'ala has taught us that make dua for hidayat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And so long as our Hazrat teaches us, Allahu Akbar. One day in one salah, how many times we saying Allahu Akbar. But this Allahu Akbar, the dust of it hasn't yet touched my heart. Allah's kibriyai, Allah's greatness, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Lad Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, mentioned in the Istima so beautifully, in the old workers' jor, in fact. He says, what all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam has spoken about the greatness of Allah. So many Anbiya have come, and what greatness of Allah they spoke. Then all their followers, Sahaba, Tabi'een, then all the awliya Allah, how many kitabs have been written of Allah's greatness, whatever has been spoken, all great Anbiya alayhimus, is even Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they have spoken till today of the greatness of Allah, and whoever will speak till the day of Qiyamah, he says it is not even an iota, not even like our Hazrat says, a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of an iota of the greatness of Allah. Allah is very great. Allahu Akbar. Allah is so great. But the dust still hasn't touched us. If we only know the greatness, great as Allah is, so great is Allah's name, so great is Allah's command. But we don't know the greatness of Allah, so the commands of Allah, it doesn't tickle us if I broke the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our greatest need why Allah has sent us here, and Allah has been so kind. Our Shaykh Al-Man Ibn Hamid Sahib Dawam Barakatum says, Allah has given us a deen according to our desire. Everybody desires to be on the straight path. Everybody wants hidayat. But sadly, we understanding the straight path, we understanding hidayat according to our limited minds. And Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, Allah did not leave it to us. Allah Ta'ala knows, our Shaykh also says so beautifully, that we are the parcel of Allah Ta'ala. If you order one parcel from China, from Malaysia, wherever, the moment the container comes, you open that door, you know exactly, hey, where's this? Even a small item, you're looking, this item is missing. It's your parcel, you know what's in there. So Allah Ta'ala created us, Allah knows, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan, you are so weak, mind, in your body you weak, in your mind you weak, in everything you weak, but you think I'm little, we give you little strength, we give you little understanding, ability, you think I'm somebody. And then you want to make your own tajweez. You want to find, understand your own way of straight path. You want to understand your own way of falah, of success. But Allah Ta'ala knows our weakness. Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah is the embodiment of mercy. Allah is Akramul Akrameen. Allah is the, of all those that can show mercy, that can be kind. Allah is the creator of kindness. So Allah Ta'ala has shown us that insan, you need, your greatest need is hidayat. And hidayat, you'll only get from me, from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that, you have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this, on our life journey, very important, we have to be begging Allah ta'ala all the time. Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ila Allah. That you are registered beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like our Shaykh says so beautifully, that today the beggars, you get registered beggars. There's a whole syndicate that's going. You see at the robots, etc., you'll think just one lady with her small child begging. But they got their times. Cars are dropping them off in the morning. In the evening, they're picking them up, etc. So Hazrat says the beggars, they got their begging bowls 9 to 9 in the evening or whatever. And they put their bowls in the shelf. We are 24-hour beggars. Allah gave us our begging bowls all the time. middle of the night, you just get up, mosquito is troubling you. Allah is saying, my banda, I'm thinking of you. Why don't, at that time, just, if you can't even lift your hands, read Allahu maghfirli, read Subhanallah, read Alhamdulillah. So because we are beggars, Allah has given us our begging bowls. And then Allah taught us what to beg. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. That, oh Allah, put us on the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala says, you want the straight path, my banda? You want to be on the straight path? I will put you. And that straight path, Judge Akbar Ilahabadi has said it so beautifully, when he came, where you will find the straight path. Allah says, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhi. The straight path, the Quran Sharif is full of straight path. But by you just reading it on your own, you won't understand it. By just reading the hadith on your own, you won't understand it. Even you become a great allama, Allahu Akbar. You become a great faqih also, Allahu Akbar. Even you are muhaddith, you're teaching hadith so much. Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained so beautifully. He say one person, great muhaddith, teaching Bukhari Sharif how many years? And Allah gave him a big orchard also. And he had very good irrigation system. But there was drought in that area. And the farms next door were not having water, no water supply. So the neighbors, and he was a very generous, good person. So the neighbors asked him that, please supply us with some of your water. Your water is very good and we don't have water. He says, no, I can't supply. So they were surprised that he's a nice, good man, but he's not supplying water. So one faqih, great faqih, a jurist, he came to him and he said, why are you not giving people water? He says, no, it comes in the hadith, they don't water the next man's plantation with your water. So they say, bhai, that is the matan, that is just the words. Did you understand what is meant here? Allah Ta'ala means when a woman is the divorce or her husband passed away, till she is in iddat, you don't get married to her. Because if the seed has been planted already, that man's seed has been planted in her womb, in her plantation, you won't know whose child is it. Then he realized. So on our own, so exactly the same. Judge Akbar Ilahabadi, when he must have been making dua, ihdina sirat mustaqim. And dua doesn't go waste. Then Allah guided him, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim. The path towards Allah is it's not an easy path. It's a very great path. Like one pious person says so beautifully, that, oh Allah, you are so great, you are so valuable, that you are priceless. You can't pay a price for you, oh Allah. But, oh Allah, you are so kind, you haven't made yourself such that nobody can find you, and nobody can get you. You made yourself so cheap, so easily available, that you said, اِهْدِي سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ نَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Be with my true pious servants and see how you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he found one of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then many beautiful poems which are great advisors, he said, one very common one which is very striking and there's a great lesson in here. He said, na kitabo se, na wazo se, nazar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se peda. That deen, you won't get it just with kitabs. Kitabs, you'll get the information. You'll get the know-how how to, the faraiz of namaz, etc. But the namaz itself, how to make, that you need to see from those men who know how to read namaz. Those that are connected to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says so beautifully, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. Allah is very, very, very kind. If you want to know about Allah, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say that my Shaykh gave such a beautiful translation of this ayat that I go into wajd, I go into ecstasy when I read this. That jo ba khabar hai, usse pooch lo. Those who know about Allah, then you don't even have to ask them. Very important in this part that when you find a man of Allah, who your heart takes you, is a ra'u zukir Allah. When you see them, you'll think of Allah Ta'ala naturally. Today there are a lot of fraudsters also. But the genuine men are there. And the genuine man is easy to make out. When you look at them, you'll just think of Allah. When you see them, you see the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As our Shaykh explained so beautifully. And our Shaykh is one loving example. That what was Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anum, Allah Ta'ala left behind in today's time, in our recent time, ulama-i Dioban. Those were men that were loving examples of Sahaba in this time. And we still have, but our eyes of the heart are closed. If we make dua to Allah and ask Allah, guide me to a man, Allah Ta'ala will make you see, that you'll see this is the man of Allah. Your heart will become inclined. And what does it mean, munasabat? That now your heart becomes inclined. You think, oh, this man, I'll able to easily try and talk to him. In the start, obviously, because you are not so, you are not close, you'll feel a bit of a barrier. But the more you keep contact, the more you send a message, you send the majalis, you talk, you'll see, you'll get closeness to your sheikh. And this is the sign that you're getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this path is sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people Allah ta'ala has favored. Those people Allah has favored, ulaika al-ladhina an'am Allah alayhim min al-nabiyin, wa siddiqin, wa shuhadai, wa salihin. And today the siddiqin, the salihin, very few siddiq are there, but they are there. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, "Kunu ma'as-sadiqin," be with the true pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, "Wahasuna ulaika rafiqa." There should be a good friendship between you and them. What is this good friendship? That is, you visit them regularly, attend the majalis regularly, then inform. Your object and purpose is, one, you see this man, have itiqad and have itimad. That this man, I know he's a man of Allah. He will not lead me astray. And have firm trust in him. When you've got firm trust in that person, now taqleed, just follow him. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it. There are many things Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, I don't understand. Then I got one file, I put it in that department. And I make dua when Allah Ta'ala opens to my heart and Allah puts understanding through my sheikh, etc. Now I put it back in the file way of understanding. So many things we won't understand. We are still immature. We are still nadan. Many things you tell your child, he doesn't understand. He thinks, but if he listens and he just follows in life, then he'll say, ah, it's a good thing I heard. I listened to my father. I listened to my ustad. Today I understand it. One man, many, I'll just try and end off now, inshallah. One person once, he came home. Came for collection, ordinary simple man. He was 70 years already. He say, what my father told me when I was 17 years old, I only understand it today when I'm 70. Today I realize my father gave me that. At that time I thought, what this old man is saying? So exactly the same we'll think, what the sheikh is saying. He don't know my situation. And remember, a sheikh is not for our dunya. And the system of Allah is, deen ko teek karo, dunya teek ho jayega. Work on our deen. Allah will make dunya, will give us dunya is a sideline. We putting the cart before the horse. That even we becoming bad, as I say, bad is not to solve your dunya matters. Not to solve your marriage problems. You sort out your own matters. The bad is to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is two ways. One is ira'atu tariq. That they will show you the path. Now if they show you the path and you don't walk the path, and then you say I'm not benefiting, then who you blame? And many a times, Allahu Akbar, Hakim Muhammad Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, and our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali says, when you follow the mashayikh, you'll see many a times, isal ilal matlub. It's like they'll take you to what your hand and they'll make you reach Allah. And that is the whole. If you just follow this path, with three important conditions. One is, this itimad, itiqad. Have firm conviction and firm trust that this man, inshallah, he'll guide me to Allah. You see the sunnahs in his life. You see that he reminds you of Allah. When you talk, he only talks about akhirat. In other words, not futile things. Ask you about your family and that is understood to make you feel accommodated. But when he talk, your knowledge of akhirat increase, and your fikr for akhirat increase, and you see the coldness of dunya starts coming in your heart, that this dunya, we have to leave it behind. So then have firm trust, know this man will listen. And whether you understand, don't worry of that. Our object is to reach Allah. And how we'll reach Allah? Ittila, inform. And inform about our spiritual condition. Today we inform mostly about our business, more about our marriage life, etc. That is, by the way, for du'as. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali, some big businessman asked him, Hazrat, what should I do in this business? He says, I'm not in that field. Ask those people that are experienced in that field, they'll give you better advice. Y'all can make some dua for you, inshallah. So we have to talk about our spiritual condition. No problem, you ask some mashwara about dunya also, that is by the way. The main thing is our spiritual condition. Hazrat says, first see, if you have a problem with your eyes, check in 1 week, note it down. If you see it's still not coming right, then have fikr, like Mawlana explained. Write it down, send an email, etc. Or even better, communicate if the Shaykh, according to his times, according to all this, are extremely important. That we have to see, not it's my work. Many people, their problem is small, but they haven't attended to it, so they made a mountain out of a mole. So to them it's big. So they, if they phone a Mufti Sahab 12 o'clock at night, he must sort out their problem. But it's a small problem. To them it seems big. But if we attend to it same time, and we don't waste time, then we'll see very easy. Sheikh will just give you two, and many people, we think our problem is so big, we send a long email, or we want to talk to Sheikh 1 hour, and he'll give you 2 minute answer. And you'll think, I only told me 2 minutes. But the third important shart is ittiba. Just follow it. It looks so simple, but as our Sheikh says so beautifully, the treatment of deen is the most easiest, it's the most simplest, and it's priceless also. Allahu Akbar. As who said, one of the alims here said, that for seminars, what a price you'll have to pay. And how much, and then you'll tape it. Mawlana Zubair Sahib said, you'll tape it, all that. This is such a seminar, you can't pay a price for it. Allahu Akbar. But those things, because we don't pay a price, Hazrat says, we think, oh, but you go to a psychologist or something and you're paying a big price. No, I got the best psychologist in the world. If he was the best, he shouldn't be suffering from depression himself. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that this is a very, very beautiful path to find Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made it very simple. Kunu mas-sadiqeen. Just be with the pious servants, but just be what it means. Khalituhum litakuna mislam. Mix with them so you become with them. As we all end up with this beautiful poem of our Dada Sheikh, he says so beautifully, Dil ko milne ki ek ki aur baat hai. Dil se milne ko ek wo aur baat hai. Ko muddat se hum saad rehte hai. He says to get that thing from the heart, that current of the heart, that love of Allah, that consciousness of Allah, that worry, I mustn't displease my Allah. And like Hazrat says, Tanvi Ramana says, make dua for our success in deen, dunya, everything. But higher than that, at the Raza Mandi of Allah. Every action of mine, every utterance, Allah, you must be happy with me. Allah's Raza Mandi. So this you'll get from heart to heart. You won't get this from the kitabs, and you'll get it with the sequence, inshallah. And then they will make dua, they will think of you, and you'll see. Then very soon you'll see how you just enjoy the company of the pious servants of Allah, and you'll realize I was wasting my time in other things. And you'll see your dunya also. You won't be really worried about it, but Allah Ta'ala will make it comfortable. And in any case, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what dua they used to make, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. That Allah, that the real age, the real enjoyment of life is akhirah. This dunya is not for enjoyment. It's easy to talk, more easy to listen. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding that the reality comes in our heart. We make dua, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to our best to follow in the pious footsteps of our pious elders, and make dua to them, be worried. Karte raho or darte raho. And this is until mort. Never ever think that I have reached, I'm okay. I'm already a sheikh, I'm a pious person. No, that we'll only know in the qabr. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.